in a way that was very similar to what Rex Ryan did earlier this year. You guys remember when the first time the Bills were playing the Patriots, and the Bills did end up winning 16-0 because Jacoby Brissett, the Pats' third-string quarterback, was playing with a torn tendon, I believe, in his thumb. So, I mean, they basically had a guy that was going to hand the football off behind center. And everybody knew leading up to the game the Patriots were limited at quarterback, and Rex Ryan decided to ask Julian Edelman who the Patriots quarterback was going to be, but he did so with a media alias.
Julian, this is Walt Podolsky from the Buffalo News. Are you playing quarterback this week?
Well, I'm going to do whatever the coach is asking me to do. So, you know, if they ask me to go out and give a glass of water to, you know, someone on the sideline, I'm going to do that with a smile on my face to help our team win. So you can ask Coach that one.
All right, Julian, I will, buddy.
That, of course, was Rex Ryan, and the Bills ended up winning 16-0 after that. I don't think there's any correlation there. I think that not having a quarterback capable of executing a forward pass because it's your third-string guy with a torn thumb, I think that might have had something to do with the Patriots losing 16-0, and with Tom Brady, that game did not appear to be particularly close. I think the final score in their second game was 44-25. Now, this week, the Ravens are coming to Dallas, and they are 7.5-point dogs despite being on top of the AFC North, traditionally a very good division. They're 5-4, and they have the number one ranked defense in the entire NFL in yards allowed per game, and yet they are 7.5-point underdogs on the road in Dallas. Probably because their offense is dreadful and Joe Flacco is having the worst season of his career, and Steve Smith Sr. at 37 is their best weapon. I mean, that's if I had to say why, that's probably why. But they have a salty defense, thanks in part due to Terrell Suggs having a very nice comeback year off of tearing his Achilles tendon. And not only is Terrell Suggs good at getting after the quarterback, he's also good at coming up with aliases and impersonating media. So Terrell Suggs hopped on the Dak Prescott conference call with reporters earlier today and came up with quite a fake name.
That's special.
Hey. Hacksaw Smithers here. What do you think of Terrell Suggs and, you know, how he's been playing this year?
Who's there?
This Hacksaw Smithers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, Suggs is great. I mean, he's a guy that's been playing well in this league for a long time. I mean, we know how special of a player he is.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Dak Prescott handled that as well as he could have, right? I mean, it would be funny for him to call him out and say, hey, that sounds like a fake name. I don't think he knew it was Terrell Suggs. Terrell Suggs does have a very unique voice, but you can never assume, like, oh, someone sounds like so-and-so. Hey, is this Terrell Suggs? Like, you couldn't just do that. You couldn't just come out with it. Like, because if it was actually a dude named Hacksaw Smithers, then that would be very awkward, right? But of all the fake names to choose, Hacksaw Smithers is really good. Walt Podolsky actually is a dude. Like, he was a Buffalo Bill a couple of decades ago that was a first-round pick that ended up being a bit of a bust. So I guess Rex Ryan decided to go with a blast from the past kind of name. Terrell Suggs, he just went with Hacksaw Smithers. Now, there's a rumor about Lane Kiffin trying to pick up women in Tuscaloosa under an alias. And it has not been confirmed, but it's floating around the internet. And it's not Hacksaw Smithers, the alias that Lane Kiffin used, but it's not good either. It was Joey Freshwater. Like, I'm trying to think, if you're coming up with an alias and you're trying to fool somebody, I mean, why not go with, like, Dave Jones here, right? I mean, doesn't it seem like that would be easy to do? Like, I've never been in a situation where I've had to have an alias, where I've had to give police my name. You know, I've had three interactions with cops in my life. I've led a pretty boring life. I've gotten one speeding ticket, and I've gotten pulled over twice and let go twice. And in all three of those situations, it's like a give me your license and registration thing. It's not like I was in a position where I could give somebody a fake name and get away with it.